Oakland continuing their series in Seattle on Saturday. Marcus Semien just his third game back from a long DL stint. He'd have a reason to celebrate on this night. And so will Yonder Alonso at next week's All-Star game as he's up in the third.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on and lifted to right field. This one is deep. Haniger looking up. Nothing he can do about that. It's in the seats and gone. Number 20 on the season for Yonder Alonso. And the A's have extended their lead. It is 2-0. Here's the first pitch to him. Swung on, bounding ball up the middle. That's through for a base hit. Rounding hard is Segura. He's being waved home, the throw cut off. He's going to stomp on home plate. And just like that, this ball game is tied.
The windup and the 2-1. Swing and a high fly ball deep left field. Going back to the warning track near the wall. Gamble is there, leaps up, and it's gone. It's into Edgar's Cantina. Marcus Semien with his fourth home run of the year, just beyond the reach of Gamble, trying to bring it back. And the A's now have the lead by a score of 3-2 here in the top of the fifth. Here's the 2-1 swing and a well-hit ball to right center field. Going and going, gone. Goodbye, baseball. Holy smokes, and he can do that as well. Jerrod Dyson has tied this game at 3-3 against the A's with his fifth home run of the year. The stretch and the 0-2 pitch, swinging a fly ball deep into the gap in right center field, and this one is going to be on the base of the wall and over the wall for a ground rule double. Rajay Davis will score from second on a ground rule double by Ryan Healy, and the A's have the lead 4-3 here in the top of the ninth inning.
The Mariners drop another one on their home field on Saturday. They lose to Oakland 4-3. Afterwards, here's Seattle manager Scott Service.
You know, we, tough loss. A little tough when you lose a game late like that. You got to look at the whole. You can just lock in on the ninth inning and, you know, one pitch there. But, you know, we had some chances early. We probably didn't put quite enough pressure or get enough traffic stuff going against Smith. He kept us off balance, obviously. We had information and good scouting report. We just didn't make, you know, real quick adjustments there. Second time around, we got on him a little bit better. But, 3-3 game. They got a good bullpen, and we do too. I thought Eddie got the number off the bat by Rajay Davis to start the inning, and then stolen base. But I thought he had 0-2 count, and he made a mistake. He left the ball right in the middle of the plate, and in this league, the middle lineup guys, they're gonna make you pay. So you hate to all focus in on just one pitch, but fortunately, when you're in the ninth inning tie game, sometimes it does come down to one pitch.
What did you think of Andrew Moore today?
I thought Andrew wasn't quite as sharp as he has been. I say that, and he's still, six innings, three runs. Maybe the command wasn't quite in line what we've seen the first two times out, but a very good competitor, kept us right there. Certainly, a couple home runs hurt, but he did his job. In my opinion, he kept them right there. We just didn't get enough going offensively tonight.
In the ninth, there, you got the matchup you wanted. To stay away from Alonso.
Yeah, just the numbers and right, obviously, and where we're at. And like I said, he made two good pitches. He got ahead. If he executes the pitch, I think we get a much better result. But that's it. You can have it all lined up just the way you want it. You still got to play the game. You got to execute it. And we just left the ball up.
You feel pretty good when Vincent kind of got you out of that.
Yeah, and it threw some tough at-bats against him as well. But, Nick has a way of making pitches and, deep in counts of executing. I think that's, the difference between a veteran pitcher and kind of where Diaz is at right now. He just hasn't been able to put them together. And we've seen some really good outings. Just, one pitch got away from him tonight.
What's going to be the adjustment for Andrew going forward, or what's the key for him to have success?
Well, I think, as the league gets to know him, he's going to have to, I don't think he has to make a lot of adjustments. I think he's pretty good the way he is. But understanding the sequencing of his pitches and, going back and forth for him is so important. The fastball with a good changeup. He's a smart kid. He understands it. And, I think the more he and Zunino work together, they'll be fine. So there'll be some adjustments along the way. But I like what I've seen so far. And like I said, he did his job. He kept us right in the ballgame tonight.
Scott, the last 2 weeks, what jumps out at you?
I guess the inconsistencies of our club. Some nights we can look like world beaters and, we get really excited and, the offense is clicking and we're playing good defense. Other nights, not so good. Just you know, offensively bringing it every night. Our pitching and what we've gone through in the first half of the season with all the injuries, I think we've hung in there pretty well. But, you know, offensively, when we're playing really well, the lineup is really clicking. And some nights, obviously, it's better than others. But probably the inconsistency of that is the one thing that sticks out for me.
Felix Hernandez will make one more start for Seattle prior to the All-Star break. He is on the Hill on Sunday.